Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a nation's restaurant news podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Friday, March 29th, and here are your top stories. First, KFC reaches gender parity across its global corporate offices. Women now constitute 51% of the company's restaurant support center team. Second, McDonald's schedules its second and third Cosmix units in Texas. The next beverage-oriented spin-off of the restaurant is set to open in Watauga on April 2nd and Arlington on April 8th. Third, MasterCard and Visa agree to a $30 billion settlement on swipe fees. The Restaurant Association says proposed legislation is needed in the long term. Fourth, Dave's Hot Chicken taps musician Usher as a new franchisee. The Grammy Award winner partners with the Atlanta Group and joins investor Drake. And finally, California prepares for $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers. While many workers are saying the extra $4 an hour is life-changing, some restaurants are implementing layoffs ahead of the $20 an hour minimum wage going into effect. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. California's controversial $20 an hour minimum wage for quick service restaurant workers employed by companies with 60 or more locations is set to finally go into effect on Monday, April 1st, after undergoing multiple revisions and pushback from the restaurant industry. Last fall, Governor Gavin Newsom introduced and passed AB 1228, a modified compromise version of the original FAST Act, which increases the minimum wage for fast food workers from $16 to $20 instead of the originally proposed $22 an hour. Most recently, the legislation was clarified via Assembly Bill 610, which carved out some exemptions to the bill, including workers in non-traditional restaurant locations like airports, hotels, event centers, theme parks, and corporate campus cafeterias. Originally, this bill included a carve-out for restaurants that bake their own bread, like Panera. Though after pushback, Governor Newsom was pushed to clarify that Panera would be following the new minimum wage law requirements. For more on this story, let's turn to Joanna Fantozzi.
All right, so Joanna, the day we have all been waiting for is about to happen. April 1st is when California's AB 1228 goes into effect. So what can restaurants expect? How are people preparing? I mean, what? I feel like it's going to be crazy.
It feels like we have been talking about this forever. We've been speaking about this back when it was known as the FAST Act, and then there were introduced a bunch of changes to it. I do think that restaurant operators have mixed feelings about this. I think that this is something that's really challenging. It's finally going into effect after months of us talking about it. And I guess just to give you a little bit of a recap, in case you forgot about exactly what the $20 minimum wage in California is, if you remember, over a year ago now, the FAST Act was introduced, and that included such controversial stipulations as creating a fast food council that had the ability to set a minimum wage for fast food workers and increasing the minimum wage for fast food workers from then $15 an hour to $22 an hour. And this was initially very controversial and very unpopular with the restaurant industry. And it was considered one of the more extreme minimum wage bills that we've seen out there and the first that we've seen that directly targets the restaurant industry. And so it has been clarified and redone a couple of times in AB 1228. A lot of the more extreme parts of the bill were taken out, including some of the powers of the Fast Food Council, though the Fast Food Council is still there, but they don't have the ability to just pass minimum wage laws willy-nilly. And the $22 has become $20. And also, originally it was supposed to go into effect in January, and restaurants were given several more months to prepare. So April 1st, no joke, that is when it's going to be going into effect next week. And to clarify even further exactly what this bill is legislating, Bill 610 was recently passed, and it carved out some exemptions to this bill, which specifically include workers in non-traditional restaurant settings. So that's things like airports, train stations, hotels, event centers, theme parks, campuses, basically any place and non-commercial locations, basically any place that would not be a traditional location for a restaurant. Originally, it had also included an exemption to the bill for restaurants that bake their own bread. And people were really confused about that. And it seemed to specifically be pointing to Panera. And after a lot of pushback against both Panera and Governor Newsom, California decided to nix that part of the bill. And both Panera and California clarified that they would be following the new $20 minimum wage law. And so all of that aside, restaurants are really having, I think, a hard time adjusting to this. Over the past couple of months, we've been reporting on multiple restaurants implementing layoffs ahead of this. In January, we talked about two Pizza Hut franchisees that in total laid off 1,200 delivery workers. They basically got rid of first-party delivery entirely, which is pretty crazy for a pizza company. And they instead are just going to be relying on third-party delivery like Uber Eats, like DoorDash. And then even more recently than that, it was reported that a Round Table pizza franchisee in California similarly laid off 70 of their delivery workers earlier this month. It just goes to show that for certain parts of this industry, especially for the pizza industry, which relies so much on delivery workers, it's become so incredibly difficult to find the funds to increase that minimum wage for your workers from $16, because the minimum wage, just to remind everyone, the minimum wage for California actually went up from $15 to $16 this year. So it increased from $16 to $20. And workers are unhappy because they're being laid off basically for no reason. That reason being that companies can't pay them. And then on the other side of things, for restaurants that that aren't going to be implementing layoffs, workers are talking about how that extra $4 an hour really is life-changing. And so there are multiple sides to this. And for the, like I said, for the workers that aren't going to be laid off and that aren't going to have their jobs endangered by the sudden rise in labor costs, it can be a real boon. It can be a real life-changing mechanism. But on the other hand, operators are having a hard time keeping these people on staff. And people around the country, this isn't just about California, people around the country are looking at California right now. And they are looking at what is the reaction to this bill? What is going to be the reaction to this legislation? How well does it work? Are restaurants going to start moving out of California and closing down locations in California? This is hypothetical. I don't actually know. And I think that the reason is that states from around the country are watching California to see if this works, to see if they will be implementing copycat legislation. And so, like I said, all eyes are on California on April 1st and beyond to see exactly how much this new $20 minimum wage legislation affects not only the restaurant industry, but the economy across the state in general. Because as we've spoken about before, you can't just implement a $20 minimum wage to one industry, because you would have, let's say, a worker that could have the choice to be paid $20 an hour at McDonald's versus $15 an hour at Target. Which one are they going to choose? And so in order to keep up with the standards that have now been set by this $20 minimum wage for fast food workers, it's very possible that other industries in the state will have to increase their minimum wage just to keep up.
Now, you know, we have a very famous example of a $20 an hour minimum wage. In-N-Out has had a $20 an hour minimum wage for years. I'm sure they've raised it by now. They are a California-based company. And so we've seen this model of it can be done, and they give their managers a lot of money. I mean, we have this blueprint. So why are some companies struggling to hit these numbers?
Well, I would have to say that, first of all, when it comes to California in general, California has one of the highest costs of living and just highest costs of inflation in general throughout the country. Things in California, not only labor, but everything in general costs more in California. And so a $20 minimum wage in California, at In-N-Out or otherwise, is not the same as a $20 minimum wage in New York and is not the same as a $20 minimum wage in Minnesota. And so I do think that there are things that you can do if you are a company that franchises, to help your franchisees be able to have the resources, to be able to implement these higher wages without having to shut down. And that includes things like changing your hours. That includes things like increasing prices. That includes things like changing where you get your food supply from, and creating maybe having more price adjustable or affordable food suppliers. And so there are a lot of things that you can do to mitigate the cost of that would be held by a $20 minimum wage. And I'm not saying that any of it is easy. And for most of the operators that we've spoken to for this story and other stories, it is incredibly difficult to figure out the right formula to be able to afford a much higher minimum wage than the rest of the country. And so I personally think it's going to be really interesting to see the economic impact that this has on California. My guess is that the businesses that are able to afford it are going to be the ones that rise to the top, and that you might see a lot of businesses moving out of state or franchises closing down or laying off delivery workers. But as I said, all eyes on California to see, if this is something that can be implemented in other states or nationally.
Have you seen? I know we've seen people laying off delivery drivers, and we've seen companies talk about raising prices like Jack in the Box and Del Taco that are heavily in California. But have you heard anything about reducing franchisee fees or reducing marketing expenditure for these franchisees that are taking the onus off of them?
I haven't yet, but that is something that is possible that restaurant companies could do. Now, at the same time, they might argue that they shouldn't have to shoulder the burdens of this, and that will impact their bottom line in the long run as well. But I do think that that is one of the resources that restaurant parent companies can implement to be able to help their franchisees, especially small businesses. People think about if you own a franchise of a large restaurant company, a large fast food chain, people have this image of, McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box being incredibly wealthy, and having immense economical power. But if you think about it, most franchisees are small business owners. And so they do need resources to be able to help them adjust to this $4 an hour minimum wage increase.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with all your news on NRN.com.